Hi, it's Allison from Virginia, and I've been an AFR listener since it started in Richmond in the 90s. AFR has been my partner in the spiritual war taking place for this country. The American Family Association loves the United States and is standing on God's word for its guidance. God is my strength, and AFR is my partner in trying to spread the truth and to keep people educated. Thank you so much.
In Matthew 22, 37 through 40, Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments."
Love God and love people.
It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call now, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. Make your pledge and help us love God and love people during Share-a-thon.
'Cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. We're living in a world that keeps breaking. But if we want to find a way to change it,
Here, hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday morning. It is the first day of Spring Share-a-thon 2026. As you heard, our theme verse is from Matthew 22, verses 37 through 40. And Matthew 22, 37 through 40, the Lord said to them, they asked, "What is the greatest commandment in the law?" And he said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang or depend the whole law and the prophets." And so when you partner with American Family Association, American Family Radio, you join a group that's committed to loving God and loving people and sharing the truth of the Lord Jesus far and wide. Well, to help me this morning is my good friend Bert Harper. Bert, welcome to Share-a-thon, Spring Share-a-thon 2026.
Well, it's good to be with you, Jeff. Look forward to this, and we've been doing this for a few years now. And,
yes.
I don't know why they teamed two Baptist pastors together. They don't think one can take an offering, I guess, so they have to have two. But seriously, it is great to be with you this Share-a-thon.
Well, I guess you should be welcoming me because you were on at 6, weren't you?
I was on at 6. They get me up. Fred Jackson, I'm on with him now.
Uh-huh.
His half of his day's already been spent at 6. Now, I just want to tell you, my voice, I had to try to get it ready, get my brain ready, and I'm not sure it did, my brain. But anyway, I feel better now at 8 o'clock. This is more of my time, I'll put it that way.
Amen to that. Well, okay, so we have two Share-a-thons, one in the spring and one in the fall, and it's always exciting right after Easter to have this Share-a-thon and encourage our listeners to join with us financially as together we can make such a difference.
It really is, and what an Easter it was. I heard attendance was back up. Everybody was expecting it, and according to what I've heard and what I've seen, man, attendance was great, and I praise God for that. The Artemis was going toward the moon and around the moon. The second, pilot guy that was shot down over Iran was rescued.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was really a great, great weekend. I mean, the resurrection is the best part of all that. But add all that other on, Jeff, it was a great, great weekend, brother.
Really was. You know, Bert, we had a first for us at First Baptist Texarkana. So we have two services on Easter. We can seat almost 2,400 people in our worship center. But we encouraged everybody, come at 8:30 so we can leave, empty spaces and lots of seats for our 10:30 crowd. Because, you know, you have a lot of people at Easter, and typically they're not coming at 8:30. They're going to come at 10:30. But we had people take us up on the come at 8:30. We had more at 8:30 than we did at 10:30. That was the first time we've ever had that. And we had about 3,200 total, so we had a good crowd.
Amen. Well, I've heard that all over, and I'm thanking God for it. Where I'm at, Ozark Baptist Church, where I'm interim pastor. Man, the house was packed, and it was just a great, great day. And what I've heard elsewhere, and people, some people being saved, and a lot of times on days like that, it's harder for folks to respond than they are on regular. I don't know if that was your experience.
Yes.
It's been mine. But still, I saw God do a great work. And at AFR, we want to continue that. We want to, man, this, I don't know, it's not a revival yet. It's not an awakening yet. But it is a upswing, I'll put it that way, in what God is doing that I'm hearing around. And AFR wants to spread that. We want to be a part of what God is doing. And you can be a part by calling 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net and make your pledge. I don't want to. It's like Henry Blackaby. Find out where God is working and join him. And I believe God's working in our day, Jeff.
Yeah, he is. And he's working through American Family Radio and American Family Association. It's really cool to be a part of this ministry, Bert. You've been a part of it a lot longer than I have, but what a great group of people. And what I love about AFR and AFA, they are committed to walking the straight and narrow, so to speak. We're going to stick with the Lord. We're going to walk in the light. We're going to keep preaching the Word of God. We're not going to veer off to the left, as so many ministries and universities, seminaries tend to do. American Family Association, American Family Radio doesn't do that.
You know, I call it, I have a message that I preach called Generational Slide. Mm-hmm. And it's there's a tendency. It's not a principle, not a promise, but it's a tendency. And I use David, Solomon, Rehoboam as an example. A whole heart, half a heart, no heart. But AFR, no way. Brother Don started this with a great vision of what God wanted him to do. A heart, Tim, has continued, and it's being passed down. And so loving God and loving people, what a theme it was this year. This just fit AFR and who we are and who we want to be. I think you got to be that, and then you got to want to be that if you're going to stay with it. You know, it's not going to happen if you just do it lackadaisical. You got to do it purposefully, don't you?
Right. You know, the other thing too, Tim, when we talk about loving people, that whole concept has been perverted and hijacked, where if you're going to love people, you're going to support them, you're going to pat them on the back when they, you know, go off the rails, you're going to be cheering for them when they come out and say, well, I'm a man trapped in a woman's body, or vice versa. Real love tells people the truth. Love does not rejoice in unrighteousness. It rejoices with the truth. And as Christians, and one of the things that AFA and AFR are committed to is telling people the truth. Now, we do it, speak the truth in love. We don't do it by bashing people over the head, but we lovingly tell people, hey, this is the way, walk in it. This is what God has said. If you want to have blessing in life, you walk this way. It's Deuteronomy 28, Bert. It's the blessings and the curses. If you follow the Lord, guess what? You're going to experience the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And if you don't, you won't, and life will be very, very hard. The way of that transgressor is hard, the Bible says, and we don't want that for people.
Amen. You know, truth, Pilate asked Jesus, what is truth? And I think he was asking it sarcastically.
Yes.
I really do. But listen, when you see truth in the Word of God, it is truth anywhere, anytime, under all circumstances. It does not change with the wishes of people or which direction the wind is blowing politically. No, you stay with the truth, you speak the truth, and you share the truth, because listen, that's what is steadfast, that is what is sure. And listen, that's what AFR is pledged to do. We want to do it on each program. Some programs are more topical oriented. Your program every day this morning, it's such a balance. Sometimes you have an interview with someone. Sometimes it's you and Debbie sharing about what God in a family. But it's always a biblical base, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
And a biblical worldview is so important. Matter of fact, listen to the vision. This sits right in with what we're talking about. The vision of American Family Association in Radio is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. That's why on each program, you'll hear it be a biblical worldview, whether it's just a Bible study, whether it's an interview, it's going to come from that stance. The news is coming from that. And that's our pledge when we love God and love people. We love God to want to follow Him. We love people to tell them the truth and to come join us in going to the abundant life. That's what God offers, isn't it? An abundant life?
Yes. I talked about that Sunday. Jesus said, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I have come that they might have life and might have it abundantly. Well, the number to call is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396 to give your support. Or you can go online, afr.net, and securely give there. And, you know, the Bible talks about it is more blessed to give than to receive. And the Lord loves a cheerful giver. And Bert, it really is fun to give and to support something that not just, you know, it's good to give to people. I gave to a guy the other day. I was pumping gas and he was working and he was taking out the trash and cleaning up the trash. And I said, you know, that's not a very glamorous job. And he said, no, it's not. I said, but it's an important job. And he said, yeah. And he said, it pays the bills. And I said, well, you know, most jobs that are really important aren't necessarily glamorous. But he just had such a great attitude. I just reached into my wallet. I gave him $20. And I said, I just want to give you a tip for doing a good job today. And he didn't want to take it, but he eventually did. And, you know, I thought, I just felt good giving him some, just out of the blue, just saying, I felt like the Lord said, hey, give to that guy and just, you know, make his day. And so it is a blessing to give.
It really is. I was raised on a farm, and honestly, I guess my, you know, we ate and we had clothes. I didn't have a lot of extra money. But I remember the first time that I, quote, I finished high school and got a job and drew a check. I want to tell you the joy of giving. I remember it to this day, and it still hasn't gone away. And listen, I praise God for the opportunity God's given us and others to give. And God loves a cheerful giver. As I heard it first by a preacher saying, it really means hilarious giver. And I said, wow. And the joy. And Jesus, noticing what the widow gave, lets us know God takes notice of what we give. Yes. So we're asking you to make that pledge and say, yes, I want to come along. I want to be a part of what AFR is doing as God is blessing them and guiding them. And you can do that by calling the number 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net. And by the way, Jeff, if somebody gives $150 or more gift, they'll get this five-pack of the Constitution of the United States. And the forward is by Stephen McDowell. And if you give $30 or more monthly, you'll get that same booklet, but you'll also get, and I'm showing this on the screen, those of you that are live streaming, a wristband. It has celebrating 250 years, and in God we trust. So it's not that we're paying you to give. We just want to say it's more blessed to give than to receive. Guess what, Jeff? We want to give too. So we give back, and we thank God for the opportunity. And I think we're giving something that is helpful, and also something that would identify you as someone that loves God and loves our country. I think that's a good combo, brother.
Amen. Well, you know, our theme is love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. One of the things about love, Jesus said, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. When we really love the Lord, we want to give to the Lord. We give our lives to Him and we give everything we have to Him. When I said I do to Debbie Cannon on March 15th, 1986, When I married her, she had everything I had, and I didn't have very much, but it was all hers. And so when we give our lives to the Lord, everything we have belongs to Him, and we want to hold all things loosely, and especially with our finances that He's blessed us with, we want to use those to further His kingdom. So you can do that as you support American Family Association, American Family Radio, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396, or you can go online, afr.net. Well, this is Real Truth for Today. I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. I'm joined for the next 3 days by my friend, Bert Harper. And so, Bert, right before the break, just tell us what you preached on Easter.
I preached on what is truth, and I shared what Jesus Christ, and the proof of it was the resurrection. Listen, there's no greater truth than He is not here, He is risen. What a truth, Jeff.
That is so true. Well, we'll be back after the break with testimonies and more, so stay tuned.
American Family Association founder Don Wildman saw signs of the times long ago. At the turn of the century, he wrote these words, which ring even more true today. A dark cloud has descended on America. This cloud has left us unable to tell right from wrong. In pursuit of what is called politically correct, tolerant, and diverse, we have not only permitted, but promoted a way of life that, should we continue to follow it, will ultimately destroy this grand experiment we call America. There is a way to lift this cloud of darkness, a light to show the way. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." We need to do the best we can to follow that light and share Him with others. A reminder from the American Family Association.
Thank you. Thank you, American Family Radio. I'm calling from the great Republic of Texas, and my name is Peter, and I found AFR traveling right before COVID, and I tell you what, I've been addicted ever since. I can't turn it off. We just thank you for all that you do, and we just praise you for all the work you've done. I just love it. Thank you so much.
Marathon continues on American Family Radio. Call and pledge your support at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net and help us love God and love people on American Family Radio.
Well, welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper, and it is day one of Share-a-thon, Spring Share-a-thon 2026, and it is about loving God and loving people. You know, Bert, we have our mission statement for First Baptist Texarkana, and it is based on that. We say we're loving God, loving people, and then sharing the truth of Jesus. One heart at a time, we're reaching people across the street and across the sea. And really, that's what God's called us to do, to love Him, to love people, and to tell people about Jesus, who's mighty to save.
He said, "I'll make you fishers of men," and He was talking to a group of fishermen, and I imagine everybody that lived in Galilee knew a little bit about fishing since it was so close to the Sea of Galilee, so they knew what He meant when He said, "I'm going to make you fishers of men," and that hasn't changed. We're still to look and go and see what God would have us to do. The fields are white to harvest. We're to send laborers into the fields. And so, Jeff, AFR goes where a lot of us can't go. With Exploring the Word that Alex McFarland and I do each afternoon, we get a lot of mail from those that are incarcerated, telling about what God is doing in their lives. And matter of fact, we know of Bible studies that take place around exploring the Word in prison sites. And they gather together as a group and listen to Exploring the Word as Alex and I just have a discussion about the Word of God. And we go through a book, and every once in a while we'll do a topic, but most of the time it's going through books. And in these years that Alex and I have been doing it, we've gone through the Bible, and now we're going through it again. And what a privilege that is. And God says His Word will not return void. And so you stand on His Word, you speak His Word, and live His Word. When you do that, I think there's going to be good results. It doesn't mean it'll be easy. Doesn't mean there won't be persecution and difficulty. But we'll be able to hear, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." Isn't that what we're waiting on? I mean, you know, our rewards are not here. They're in the hereafter, as they say.
Yes. Okay, so Bert, you and I have probably talked about this before, but one of my favorite characters in the Bible is Noah, because Noah was so faithful, and Noah preached for all those many, many decades and saw really no response, but yet he was faithful, and he's a preacher of righteousness. And you and I both know, Bert, that it can be pretty tough as a pastor if you're not seeing people respond to the Lord, because you feel like a failure, you feel like you want to quit. But Noah never did quit. He was just faithful to do what God called him to do. And that really is a word of encouragement for those of us in the ministry, for pastors, for Sunday school teachers, and people that are preaching and sharing the Word. And you know, just like the parable says, the sower went out to sow, and he, the seed is the Word of God, and the sower is the one sharing the Word of God. We can't control the soil. That's on the people. But we can control how faithfully we pray and we share the Word of God. And so that takes the pressure off. It's God is the one who brings the harvest.
He is the one, and we're to be faithful where God has planted us. And I agree about Noah. Listen, for a man to do that, and he was bivocational, by the way. And don't you love those bivocational pastors, Jeff? I'm serious.
Yes.
I just want to give a shout out at them. And listen, pastors, I'm putting it in my vernacular, Jeff. They're not a dime a dozen anymore. There's fewer men that I know of that's responding to, you know, God's called me to pastor and to missions. Yet they're still, God's still calling them. But I remember I served here in Mississippi on a board that gave scholarship money to those that were preparing for ministry. I served 6 years. The first year we were able to help, there was 300 and something different students that we were able to give some scholarship money. 6 years later, that was down to 200 and something, 100 less than it was. And the numbers are not quite as high as they once were, but God's still calling out men and women, women as missionaries, women as servants of the Lord, men as pastors to preach His Word. And listen, AFR is a part of that. We hear it all the time on Exploring the Word. We'll have a student, and they'll either call in, or they'll write us, or email, or text us, and tell us, "Man, we're taking a course, and we're studying this book, and you guys are going through that book, and it's really helped us." Mm-hmm. So while AFR is doing all the things that we know it's doing, helping people know the issues, knowing people to share the Word of God, we're helping to equip the saints that are equipping the saints.
Yes.
You know, Sunday school teachers that listen, and then they go back into their class. So when you make this pledge at 877-616-2396, it's multifaceted, Jeff. It's not just, okay, so I can hear what's going on. No, you're helping others and helping others be equipped. I would say it's a great investment, brother.
Yeah, for sure. 877-616-2396, or you can go online, afr.net. Now, Bert, you and I both love to hear testimonies from listeners. So, Randy, why don't you play one of those?
I listen to American Family Radio every waking moment, it seems like. anytime I'm in my vehicle, or I also listen to podcasts that I've missed. But I want to say that American Family Radio, over the years I have listened to, has been a great inspiration to me as a pastor, keeping me informed of the things going on in the world, in the church, in the family. And I just greatly appreciate everyone there at American Family Radio. I financially support you as well during the Share of Bonds. I'm so dedicated to listening to American Family Radio that I would say that the numbers on the FM dial are burnt into my liquid crystal screen on my radio, which is a good thing. So again, God bless American Family Radio, and to the listeners as well. I hope your ministries continue on for years to come.
Amen to that. Well, Bert, you've been on the radio for how many years?
Well, I'm in my 15th year. I came on board in 2011. I didn't necessarily come to do Exploring the Word. I was going to do spots and do some things like that. But then when Marvin Sanders was doing Exploring the Word with Alex McFarland, he began to have some illness, and they asked me to substitute, and that substitution became permanent. And so now we've been doing Exploring the Word now going on 15 years. And listen, I've enjoyed every minute of it. Now, my voice is southern as it can be. I tried to change it, but it sounds worse trying to change it than it does like it is. And so I go to a place, and they'll hear that voice, and they say, I've heard that voice before. It's got so I'm not sure it's a voice for radio, but it is a voice that loves the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm privileged to be here, brother.
Yeah. Okay, so, Bert, when you started, you think back to your first few days, few weeks on the radio. Were you nervous?
I was. I tried to hide it. But I was talking to someone Sunday, and they said, yeah, I remember when you first started doing Exploring the Word, we could tell you were a little anxious. And I said, a little? I did a good job then. live radio, it's not if you're going to mistake or do something, it's when. Yes. And even yesterday, signing off of Exploring the Word, I said, now tomorrow it'll be, I said, next week it'll be Share-a-thon. And the producer said, you said next week, it's tomorrow. And I said, okay. You know, it comes with the territory. We don't have retakes on live radio, do we, Jeff?
No. And, you know, just in the pulpit, we can say things, too, that make mistakes and you not know it. So sometimes I was preaching on blind Bartimaeus a week ago. And, you know, his story in Luke is connected to Zacchaeus, because Zacchaeus was in Jericho and Bartimaeus was outside the gates of Jericho. And every time I said his name, I had to think, okay, I don't want to call him Zacchaeus. And one time I did call him Zacchaeus, because you know how you get names stuck in your head and then it's like, I'm having a hard time with this. But those things happen, and, you just roll with it.
You do. Hey, I've got to ask you. Elijah and Elisha, those are the heart. I mean, there's so much alike. They're contemporaries, yes. One after the other. Yes. And I have to write it down. If I'm preaching on Elijah, I'm going to take Elijah in a sheet of paper and put it Elijah there to remind me. And I've heard people talk about Moses and the Ark, too, for several times. There's some names that if you're not careful, you'll just interchange them, won't you?
Well, you do, and Bert, I don't know about you, but as I get older, the things that used to stick really really firmly, now they're a little looser. That glue starts to fade.
Hey, listen, my wife, Jan, I asked her, I said, listen carefully, when I start making more mistakes than I should, please let me know, I don't want to get up there and just do it, make so many mistakes, nobody hears what the real thing is, you know?
Right, for sure. Well, our theme verse is Matthew 22:37-40, and in that passage we learn that the most important thing is to love the Lord your God, the greatest commandment, to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And Jesus said, this is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. On the law and prophets hang on the law and the prophets hang these two commandments. So, Bert, if we do that well, loving God, our vertical relationship, loving people, our horizontal relationship, the Lord says, hey, everything else falls into place if you can do those two things. Now, those two things aren't easy, but they are critically important.
They really are. And that scripture, it talks about knowing the height and the depth and the breadth of the, you know, the Lord God. It speaks to me of the cross. As it goes up, it goes down, it goes around. And that is amazing how God loves us. I know who I am, Jeff, and there's a lot of things that's unlovable. And God has loved me in spite of that, and he's helped me. And what a God we serve. And I haven't gotten over it. I got saved when I was 12 years old, and I hadn't gotten over it yet, that God could save somebody like me, a shy guy, a fearful guy, and God just do a work in my life. And I think I've told this before. I'll share it again in case there's some people new that haven't listened. In the fourth grade, when I was in elementary school, each elementary grade had to put on a play each year, first through the sixth grade. And in the fourth grade, there was this play, and there's this young man named Herman. So anyway, Herman stuttered. That was his thing. And so Ms. Velma Strange was my teacher. And other people had tryouts for the positions, you know, that they wanted to try out for. She just assigned me the part of Herman automatically. And she said, Bert, you can be Herman. He stutters and you won't have to figure out how to do that. You do that anyway. And I got a part in the fourth grade play because the stuttering. And God's had to do a work on me. You think it's Southern. What about a Southern stutterer? And that's who I was. And if I tell folks, God can do amazing things. If you don't believe it, I'm here. And
yes.
That he would save me and use me. And am I the exception? No. I'm telling you, that's what God wants to do, isn't it?
Yeah. I told Debbie just the other day, I said, you know, it amazes me sometimes when I think that the Lord called me to preach, because I was and am by nature an introvert, and I don't like to speak in public. And so now here's the good part about that, Bert, and you can sure echo this sentiment. When you know that that is not your natural strength and natural gifting, then you know it's the Lord that's doing it. And because you don't rely on yourself, because there's nothing there in the cupboard. It's like when it comes to public speaking, I have nothing except the Lord. And he has called me. He has gifted me. And so as pastors, you know, you're talking about less and less people are going into the ministry. That is a concern. But the ministry, Adrian Rogers said this one time, and I've never forgotten it. The ministry is a horrible profession, but it's a wonderful calling. And you cannot look at it as a profession. You have to be called to do it, because if you're not called to do it, you're going to get chewed up and you're going to get very disillusioned and you're going to want to quit. Because let's face it, Bert, church people can be mean at times.
They can. And I heard this said, the greatest people in the world I've ever met is in a church. The meanest people I've ever met is in that same church.
Yeah.
And listen, I agree. And it is a calling. I remember I was wanting to do anything. I was bargaining with God, Jeff. I'll be frank with you. I was going to be a FBI agent. I was going to be an architect. And finally I said, God, I'll go, you know, and I'll help. And I'll do social work so I can work with those that are down and out.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to preach. And God just would not let it go. And finally, someone asked, Bert, what are you going to do besides preach if this is what God wants you to do?
Mm-hmm.
And finally, I said, yes, I'll do. And it was affirmed. We get this call on Exploring the Word. How do I know that I'm called? And God affirms it. But I think you, on preaching, start teaching, start preaching, and see.
Right.
You sense it, don't you, Jeff? When you
right.
know it, I knew that. Two sermons in, I knew, yes, this is my calling.
Yeah. When I surrendered to the ministry, I was teaching a Sunday school class, and I had a guy talk about confirmation. He told me, he said, "It's weird, Jeff, that you said this today, because just this week I was talking to a friend and I was telling him about you, my Sunday school teacher." And he said, "I've never met a guy more called to teach and preach the Bible." Yeah. And so that was like God's word to me, just to confirm, see, this, I have called you to do this, and people recognize it. And so that's always a wonderful thing for a preacher to know that, hey, this is not just something that I'm doing that's not making any impact. People can recognize if you've been called by God.
I believe that, and with all my heart. And again, I've been doing it for 52 years now, and it still is fresh today. I heard Vance Havner preach, and I want to tell you, he was 80-something years old, and it was as fresh then as it was in his early. When you're called, it's new every morning. That's something about his mercies, isn't it, Jeff?
Amen. Well, it is Spring Share-a-thon 2026 here on American Family Radio. I'm with Bert Harper, Pastor Jeff Shreve, your host for Real Truth for Today. We are up against a break, but we'll be right back. Hey, and give us a call, 877-616-2396, and make your pledge.
I started out as a pastor in the late 1980s, and was at a little church in South Georgia, and just struggling to figure out, you know, how to navigate this thing called ministry. And then all of a sudden, this voice comes on the radio. Of course, I had no idea in those days where Tupelo, Mississippi was at, but Mr. Don Wildman, and he was championing values and causes that was very dear to my heart, especially as a young preacher. It was just, I was like, man, that resonated. And I remember getting so much sermon material from the early days of Don Wildman on the radio. My name is Terry Pierce, and I've had the wonderful privilege of serving on the AFA board since 2007. I'm a pastor at Connect Church here in Tupelo. I see God growing this ministry. I see Him making a difference in our culture, in our local families. And it is, you just walk out of board meetings going, man, these guys are doing it right. They've been doing it right for a long time. You can literally see the hand of God, the people that work here. I'm just telling you, I've just never met the quality level. It's just refreshing. You walk out of here going, man, God's got a kingdom. I want to be a part of this work. And these people live this. I don't know how else to say it, except you just see the hand of God doing that. And that's something I personally invest in. And I'm just telling you, you want to be a part of that eternal reward kingdom.
I am a retired prison chaplain of 30 years, and I can say that your programs have been a blessing to the inmates around the country. Keep up the great work, AFR. You are a blessing to the church inside the prison cells. Thank you.
Love God and love people.
Jesus told us to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. Make your pledge and help us love God and love people during Share-a-thon.
Love God and love people.
Welcome back. It is day one of Spring Share-a-thon 2026. And Bert, do we have a challenge going on right now?
No, they left us dry. It starts next hour. They thought two Baptist pastors could handle it without a challenge. Now, I believe it would have helped myself now, Jeff. But anyway, they left it with us, and you can still make that pledge. Let me give the names of some people that's called recently. Would that be okay?
Sure.
Okay. Kenaz, I think, is from Oxford, Mississippi. Cody from La Rose, Louisiana. Earl from Ocean Springs, Mississippi. David from Center, Texas. Judy from Mount Vernon, Ohio. Terry from Spring, Texas. And Jafe is at Wascom, Texas. Wascom. Okay. I try to pick out the most unusual name every hour that I do it, and Wascom has won it so far.
Yeah, my nephew lives right by Wascom. He used to coach at Wascom.
Oh, okay.
They won two state championships.
In football or what?
In football.
Oh, okay.
Whitney Keeling and Jeremy Kubiak were the two coaches there.
And, yeah. Well, after the Final Four and everybody's brackets being busted, I didn't know if it was football or basketball.
Yes.
Listen, I don't know if anybody got it right this year.
Bert, is football king in Mississippi?
Yes, it is. It is. Although in northeast Mississippi, where Tupelo is located, mm-hmm. basketball is very big. The high school that I graduated from, Wheeler High School, they've won a lot of state champions. And one year when the movie Hoosiers came out, do you remember Hoosiers basketball?
Yeah. Sure.
Our local television station went to Wheeler, and they said the Hoosiers of Mississippi, and it was about a little village school that I was from. But football, yes, listen, football ranked, it's Southeastern Conference. What do you expect?
Yes. Well, you know, in Texas, I mean, football is king.
Right.
Especially East Texas. Football and baseball. East Texas is not known for basketball, but we have had a lot of players go into the NFL from this area. So it's been we've been well represented.
Yeah,
well, the number to call is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go online at afr.net. And Randy, let's hear another testimony.
Hi, I'm Kathy from Virginia. Since I've begun listening to American Family Radio for quite some time now, but very consistently now each day, it's been truly a blessing to my life and just really filled me with so much overwhelming love and knowledge and information about our Lord and God. And I'm just thankful and I praise Him every day for all those He's using to reach out to the world for His kingdom, for being able to receive their salvation. I thank God for American Family Radio. I truly do believe they are meant to be here for all of us to come to the Lord.
Man, great word.
Amen.
Bert, let me ask you this. Exploring the Word, you take a lot of calls, you and Alex. Would you say that most of the callers are pre-tribulation rapture callers, or are they amillennial in their eschatology? What would be the prevailing view?
I would say they're premillennial, because we get a lot of questions about the millennial, the tribulation, the 7 years. Get very little about the Antichrist, that you know, which I'm proud of, because you know that's God will reveal that in His time. And they're mostly premillennial, and we get some and that all millennial, and again, that's the running course. Matter of fact, Alex and I, the last book that we've done three together, was 100 questions and answers concerning eschatology. And it came out right after the assassination of Charlie Kirk and all the things that were going on. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people were purchasing that book. And so, yes, they're mostly premillennial. Alex and I are both that way. We believe that, and we think the evidence is there. But on our program, we tell them there's three things you better have some grace about in things. And one of them is eschatology. One is early earth. And the other, and I'll start with an election. We can be brothers and sisters in Christ and have a different view of that, and is Jesus is Lord. And so, like Don Wildman, trying to build a consensus, we're trying to do that as well. You know, we want truth to be truth, but when you have some areas that, okay, there's some little bit of question. They can ask me some questions about premillennialism and pre-tribulation, and I say, okay, that's interesting. And so, listen, the mystery is still there, Jeff. Aren't you glad? If the mystery was not there, where would it be? The mystery is not how to be saved, but the mystery is, when is He coming back?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I've said that before, Bert. You know, the Lord could have made it very, very, he could have just spelled it out like we're, you know, first graders and made it very clear. You know, this is going to happen, then this is going to happen, then this is going to happen, and I'm coming back on this date. He could have told us that, but he purposely didn't tell us that so that every generation would be living in the light of his soon return. As you know, as the scripture says, when you see all these things take place, look up, be watchful, for your redemption is drawing near. And so we look forward to that trumpet blast when the Lord calls us home.
Jeff,
and until go ahead.
I hate to interrupt, but Alex and I came up with this. We're not on the planning committee. We're on the welcoming committee. Mm-hmm. And he's made the plans already. And so we want to be welcoming him and be ready, don't we?
Right.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I
No, that's okay. You know, I was thinking a lot in the Bible that we don't know. Adrian Rogers used to say, you know, it's not given to us to know. God could have given it to us, but he didn't. And instead, he just said, my child, just trust me. You know, it's on a need-to-know basis, and you don't need to know. So you just trust me on some of those things. I was talking yesterday to Erwin Lutzer, and we were talking about his new book, Why Doesn't God Answer My Prayers? And, you know, I said, we talked about Job, and I said, you know, it would have really helped Job if he had known what was going on in the heavenlies above him as God and Satan were talking, and he was the focal point, and the issue kind of laying down the challenge, Job is going to curse you if you take away the blessings. He didn't know that. He didn't know that he was the focal point of this cosmic issue and contention. That would have really helped him if he had known that, but the Lord saw that he saw to it that he didn't know, that he just was trusting the promises of God.
You know, prayer in my life, I found out, yes, I've made my request known to the Lord. It says, come boldly. But listen, spending time with him, that's his word and the indwelling Holy Spirit in us, seeking him, praying, Lord, your will be done. Mm-hmm. And I've heard preachers say, oh, don't add that to a prayer. That's just giving, you're out if it be your will. No, it's not.
No,
God's will is more important than Bert Harper's comfort. That's, that's the whole deal. And a lot of my request has had to do with Bert Harper's comfort, Jeff. I'm ashamed to admit that, but it's true.
Well, something the Lord's taught me this year is that, you know, it says in Romans 12, his will is good and acceptable and perfect. And so you can't improve on that which is perfect. So we should always pray for God's will in our lives because that's the best. And what we think we want, like a little kid at dinner time, I just want ice cream. Well, that may taste good going down, but that's not what you need. That's not really going to help you. And so God knows what we need. He knows what's going to be best for us. So we can just say, Lord, I want your will more than I want anything else because I know it's good and acceptable and perfect.
Trust in him. And we throw the word believe around, believe in the Lord. And I know it says that, but it's so much more than what we define the word believe. Mental assent. Yeah, I have the mental assent of who Jesus is, what he's done, where he is, what he's going to do. But listen, surrendering your life to that, and it, you know, it's saying, Lord, I'm yours. I've been bought with a price. I'm to glorify God in my body, and I'm to do your will. And again, the abundant life doesn't mean easy life, does it?
No, it doesn't. You know, it's funny, Bert. So in my sermon, I talked about John 11 Sunday. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And I talked about that. I said, believing in Jesus, because he asked Martha point blank, do you believe this? And I told everybody, I said, that is the question of questions. The Lord is asking you this resurrection Sunday morning. Do you believe this? And it's not an assent to truth. It's not just saying, well, I believe these facts and figures. It's a surrender of your life. I used exactly what you said. I used that. And a little boy came up to me with his mom after the service, and he said, I want to sacrifice my life for Jesus and surrender to him. And I thought, how cool is that? He was probably, I don't know, 6 or 7 years old. And I thought, you know, a little guy gets it. And yeah. He wanted to give his life to Jesus. And that made it all worthwhile.
Amen. Little children, let me see, they shall lead them. And their understanding is far bigger than we ever thought it would be. Hey, I'm going to break from what we're talking a minute. You know, I've been looking for unusual names.
Yes.
Listen to this one. Ronnie from Lone Wolf, Oklahoma has called in.
Yes.
Lone Wolf. Now, again.
Oh, I thought you meant the unusual name was Ronnie.
Way to go, Jeff. Lone Wolf, Oklahoma. And I'm going to have to go home and find out where that
See
is.
Where that is. Yeah. That's a cool name for a city.
That is. It's better than a bunch of wolves, I'd say that, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, I say that because these names and these locations really encourage me, especially the locations. Jeff, when Don Wildman started, it started usually in real small areas where they didn't have a large population. Now it's changed, and we've been able to get into larger populated areas, you know.
Right.
But these little towns and communities that AFR was able to get into and bring Christian radio to them, it's changed the landscape. It strengthened them. And that's the mission of what we're trying to do. And that's why we say we love God, we love people, and we want you to join us. And that just got my attention, Lone Wolf, Oklahoma. And you don't want to be a lone wolf, but you want to be in Lone Wolf, you know? So, Ronnie, with the unusual name Ronnie, thank you for calling, Jeff.
Well, the number to call to make your gift, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go online, AFR.net, and give securely there. And it truly is more blessed to give than to receive, as the Lord said. And as you give, just know that, you know, you're whatever it is, if it's $10, if it's $1,000, whatever it is, you are using that for the Lord's kingdom and to get His word out there, because it's His word that makes the difference. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And Bert, one of the things I love about radio, about television and things like that, is you just never know who might be listening, tuning in at that moment when you say something that just the Lord uses it to catch them and to open their eyes to truth. And that can be a life-changing experience for that person.
It can. And one of the things that we do when people call in, they're kind of partnering with us. Well, they are, not kind of. They're partnering with us. And that's the neat part about AFR and AFA, we haven't grown by ourselves. Like the ministry of Preborn, it started a few years ago, and they came to Tupelo, and we met with them, and I remember talking with them, and they said, man, we want to partner with you. And that partnership has grown so much where, I mean, thousands of young ladies have been born again. Mm-hmm. Babies' lives have been saved because of the ministry of Preborn partnerships. And then we also work with Truth for Youth Bible Week, Revival Fire Ministries, giving out the New Testaments.
Right.
We also Operation Christmas Child, being a part of that with ministries like yours, you know, ministries of David Jeremiah, and so many partnering together. And that's one of the reasons I love Share-a-thon, is because that's what we're doing. We're partnering with them. It's not them just saying, hey, you take it. No, we want you to pray for us. We want you to tell other people. We want you to listen, yes, and give. It's a partnership, and AFR takes it seriously. We would not exist without those partnerships, Jeff.
Yeah, it's very, very important. And, you know, when the gospel, I'm privileged to be on American Family Radio at 6 o'clock in the evening, Central Time, from His Heart Ministries, sharing, you know, messages from the pulpit here at First Baptist Texarkana, and then John MacArthur and Adrian Rogers and David Jeremiah. You're getting solid biblical teaching that you can build your life on, because it is straight from the Word. And the programs that we have that keep people informed and help them to understand what is going on in culture. And, you know, Don Wildman was, he was the culture warrior, as the movie says. And so just critical things that people can say, hey, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, so to speak. I'm going to back these things because they are important and they're making a difference.
And so the theme this year is the theme when they ask Jesus, what is the greatest commandment? Now, I'm not sure they were, that young lawyer was seeking it completely. They're trying to trick him, but Jesus answered it and says, love the Lord, love your neighbor. And what amazes me, these two sum up all of the commandments. Isn't that something? So we're summing it up all. Love God, love people.
Right. Amen. Well, you're listening, you have been listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper. It is day one of Share-a-thon, Spring Share-a-thon 2026. And so as we sign off, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online, afr.net, and give a gift today. God bless you.
Faith, family, freedom. American Family Radio.